What up, everybody? I'm sitting in the car again, which gives me ample time to record, right? So who cares? It is pretty fucking hot, though. Those are working out well, so don't worry about me. I'm good. I'm going to go and put this air on, though, because it's really... I'm just sweating sitting here, and that's stupid. Welcome to California. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I just am super excited at all the positive response that I've gotten back. I'm so excited. Like, I've posted a lot of them, but I haven't even posted all of them, all the positive response. So those of you that sent me positive response and you didn't see me post anything about it, it's just because I have a lot of shit going on in my life on a daily basis, actually. Nobody ever really knows that or understands that. Nobody, because I don't put my business out there like that. I did yesterday, however, and that was a very frustrating situation. I'll get into that with another time. I'm pretty sure KT will talk about it with me, because he has to. But I don't know. Just what I was going to tell you guys is, there's always a reason for things. So there's always like a light at the end of the tunnel. If you just look for the light and stop getting lost in the tunnel, you will be happy every day. No matter what happens to you, you'll be happy every day. If you look for that little light, don't get caught up in the, oh God, it's so pitch black, I can't see. Don't get caught up in that. Keep walking forward till you see the light. And there it is. It's like kind of a cheesy analogy, but I'm pretty sure you guys understand what I'm getting at. So yeah, when you're, you know, I've known people personally to literally just be completely negative. And all that I will ever hear from them, and you guys may know people this way too, all you ever hear from them is all their problems. Oh my God, I barely have enough money to pay this bill and that bill, and oh, I don't have this, and so-and-so this, and so-and-so that, and oh God, I'm so annoyed, and I'm stressed out, and I'm frustrated. That's your, I don't want to sound harsh, but that's all you. That's all you, boo-boo. Like, I don't want to say it's your fault, because things happen to us that we can't control, so that's not our fault, but it is your fault how you're reacting to it. So, if all you can see is the negative in your situations, that's how your life is going to pan out. Your life is going to pan out negatively. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I wish somebody would have told me that growing up. Like, it was taught to me, you know, you reap what you sow, you reap what you sow. You hear that in church all the time. Okay, but that's a whole nother thing I want to talk about. I told you, I have ADD. But it is true. You cause everything. You know, a situation can happen, and how you react to it will be the difference between a good ending and a fucking nightmare. Period, point blank. I'm witness to it because I've been on both sides. I grew up, you know, I've been a motherfucker in my life. Anyone can attest to that. I am a very honest, blunt person, which is great, but I'm recording. It's okay. I told them I'd have interruptions sometimes.
And then, honestly, guys, I got offered a job at the hydroponic store, and I'm just linking up with my guy and buying nutrients. Holla.
It's not really the store. It's more like a warehouse to, you know, make more money than at the store. Uno momento, por favor. That?
Mm-hmm. I'm buying the big thing of the grow nutrients. It's only $40.
Okay.
So I'll give you 20 of it.
Money discussions. Anywho, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So the negative. Just if you're going to constantly speak negatively about your life, that is exactly what you're going to get out of life, is negative experiences. I can sit here and speak negatively about my partner. I can say nothing but negative. Guess what I'm manifesting by doing that? Guess what I'm creating by doing that? I'm creating a negative partner. It's very simple to understand, actually. However, if you look at your partner and you look at, wow, what is this guy or girl? Mostly women listen to me, but if there's a man listening to me, hey. Hey, you could take this advice too. But if you look at your partner and look at all of the good things that they have done for you, and look at things that they have done to try and show that they love you. Look at things that they do to show you that they love you. If they put you as a priority, look at all of that. And once you start speaking positive about your partner, you'll start seeing positive changes. You can't change a person. By doing that, the person has to want to be a good person. But just in general, this is pertaining to everything in life. Speak the positive, and you're going to feel positive outcomes. And you're going to just feel happier. You're going to feel more positive. I don't know how else to explain it. It's very cut and dry. It's such a simple idea that you almost think like, oh God, like how's that going to work? But you literally just have to change what you're speaking and what you're saying about somebody or about a situation. And you'll look at it completely different. You'll start appreciating your life more. Instead of being so mad that things aren't how you expect them to be, you'll appreciate it. No expectations, no letdowns. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have a picture painted in your mind and be like, yep, this is how my day's supposed to go, and I'll be completely happy at that point. That's not how life works. So if that's what you're doing, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be satisfied. You can have everything that you asked for, and you're still not going to be happy because you generally, or you're just not happy. So you have to literally make yourself. Yesterday I was in a clusterfuck of a situation, and I hardcore Shauna flips the fuck out. Because I do, because I was raised kind of hardcore. I am a kind of hardcore person. Even if I wasn't raised that way, that's just me. I'm very aggressive. So then that's up to us, though, to control it. I have to stop and say, okay, are you acting like a fucking maniac? Are you acting like a raving lunatic? Let's see what the deal is. Calm your ass down. Make a decision and move on. That's what you have to do to get through life happy and to not be unbothered and to just know that everything's going to pan out how it's supposed to. I truly believe my life is going in the right direction. And I get a lot of confirmation of that. So now it's kind of easy for me to, well, no, I don't want to say easy, but now I'm more apt to trust in just living and doing nothing. You know, you can't control everything. And that's what I really have a problem with, too. I like to feel like I'm in control. I don't have to have control over everything, but I like to at least feel like I have control of the situation. And I go through things to teach me, to knock me down a little bit. I go through things. It's all learning. You know, I get knocked down, and what that shows me is, bitch, you don't. You don't know everything. Bitch, you don't have control of everything, and nor you will ever be able to control everything. So you need to realize that, and you need to calm the fuck down. When I realize that, and that pops into my head, and I remember that, I literally calm the fuck down. Because now there's no reason for me to fight. There's no reason for me to argue. There's no reason for me to push. There's no reason for me to force. I'm not here to force shit, nor I will never force shit. I am here to enjoy my life. I'm here to just be me and be the best me I can be. And I'm so excited that what I like doing, you guys actually enjoy. Like, that's really fucking cool. So share it, please. Please share my link, because that would be dope. I have another site that's going to be available for listening, and that's going to be on iTunes and all of that kind of stuff. I'm going to have a website coming. I have a lot of cool things coming up, so stay with me on this, because it's just going to get better. This is super amateur stuff, what I'm doing right this moment. It's super amateur, but I fucking love it. I'm probably going to keep this set up for my entire career in this, just because I think it's dope. But as far as like how you guys are accessing it and all that, it's going to get better. So thank you guys so much for going through all that, you know, making an account to listen to me and all that type of shit. I appreciate it a lot. It'll be on YouTube also. I'll let you guys know when that's coming. But this was, again, just another quick little snippet, just to remind you, positive, you know, think positive. When you're mad that you walk into your house after work and everything's a fucking mess, and maybe your husband or your wife is just sitting there and they look lazy in your eyes at that moment. Okay, so you can either get pissed off and ruin the whole entire night for the whole entire family, or revert back to the whole fact that you had a car to get home from work in. Revert back to the fact that you have a house to walk into that is yours. revert back to the fact that you have a family that makes your house messy. Some people yearn for that and will never have it. So just keep that going in your mental, like during your day, and I promise you'll be better off. Anywho, I'll talk to you later. Yeah, you guys, I'm really fucking with you, and I really appreciate you listening to me. I just have to say that again. Thank you so much. Peace.